Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You may never heard of Eli Samuel Parker, but he made an important statement at a key point in American history that we all need to take to heart. Parker was a Tonawanda Seneca Indian of the Iroquois Confederacy, born in Western New York. His family emphasized education. He attended Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute and became a civil engineer for the U.S. Treasury. In 1857, he moved to Galena, Illinois. There he befriended a former Army officer who was then working as a clerk in his father's store. This was Ulysses Grant. They even teamed up to fight several patrons in a bar brawl. When the Civil War broke out, Parker tried repeatedly to enlist in the Union Army as an engineer, but was turned down. The Secretary of State, William Seward, told him the war was, quote, an affair between white men, unquote. Through the intervention of Grant, he eventually was commissioned as a captain in the Union Army. In 1863, he was transferred to Grant's staff and promoted to lieutenant colonel. On one occasion, he saved Grant from being killed or captured. Parker is most famous for participation in the April 9, 1865 Appomattox Courthouse meeting between Union General Grant and Confederate General Robert E. Lee. After Grant and Lee agreed to terms for the Confederates to surrender, the man assigned to write up the formal document was unable to do so. Grant asked Parker to write the document, which he did. Parker met Lee and shook hands with him when he presented the document. When Lee recognized that Parker was an American Indian, he said, quote, I am glad to see one real American here, unquote. To this, Parker replied, quote, we are all Americans, unquote. That is the important message to understand today. At the conclusion of a deadly war in which 2% of the American population died during military duty, where sometimes brothers fought against each other, Parker reminded us of our common bond. As we remember Parker's observation that we are all Americans, let's keep in mind today that despite all the vitriol and dispute in our nation, we still share many more bonds to keep us together. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.